Good afternoon. It is more easy for me to address you in Spanish. I will try in 10 minutes approximately to explain to you the perspective of secularism, not in Spain, like it seemed to be in my position, it seems to be in this particular seminary, but what is the perspective to secularization and for everything else? There has been, we have been exposed to many different things that have they have explained today, but perhaps what can be understood by secularization or secularism. I'm going to be more brief. For me, secularism, it is just one road and one row, and that is to take away society from any other religious element that could be within them. So right now we're going to simplify things so we may understand them. Secularization is not just one other thing to forget about the religious element. Leave the soul out and keep the body and just work with society without any religious beliefs or theologic beliefs. The best thing that I have to explain this to you, what the situation is in Europe is, and to see the success that my partners or colleagues have had in this particular podium with some surveys, is to try to find out some surveys that have been done by Europe and the Union in Europe by the European people. But it's not very simple. It's not very simple because, as you know, is the interpreter interpreting? Yes? Okay, good. So as I was telling you, the European nations have not any competition when it comes to free of religion. But I found some surveys that they are belong to the Eurobarometer of 1910 that collect the opinion of European people. Perhaps it is true that when it comes to a question, a biomedic question, to see if they believe in God or not. I just like to tell you that it's not easy to find. It's not easy to find statistics that are official in European countries when it comes to religion beliefs in people. Just remember that this particular list were used in World War II just for the Nazis. And also that right, it is only collected for all the texts that are constitutional that they refer to, not to reveal religion that they profess at the time. Well, let me show you some of the tables. I did a drawing here in which you are able to see how those people that they consider themselves believers in God, not in a Catholic God, but in a specific God, they have 51% of the society. The only 26% is the one that believe in a force that is supernatural, that is out of the people, but it doesn't define where God might fit in. And the 20% of the minority, it could be those people that are either atheists, that they deny anything that comes about God. But if you have a curiosity, you can see right here, you can see your countries right here on this table, but it could be true that my Norwegian colleague that I'm so grateful to be here, even though that he is not here, it shows right here how religious Norway is. I have said all this. There is a conclusion, and a specific clear conclusion. In which magnitude can we value religion in Europe? Well, we have a few selections to the parliament and to the institutions in Europe that relatively we just went to them really close, that it could be we can compare these results with the elections to the European Parliament. I'm going to try to be into their website. If not, I'm going to ask for technical assistance on that. Well, okay, I guess, you know, it wasn't for your own good to see that. Well, now, here it is. As you can see here, the group that won the elections to the European Parliament was the party, the Popular Party, that had 29.43% of vote. the next party was the Alliance Progressive Socialists and Democrats that had a 25.43%. So we have to understand that in this particular elections, there was only a 42% of participation of the citizens, that there was a confrontation when they have a database of the people that they have a strong religious belief is supposed to be a 51%. This overpass with the participants that were participating in this particular elections. Secondly, we can say that the Popular Party that won the election, it had a 29.43%. If we add up the two parties, the one who won and the one who was second to win, it will only overpass 3.86 points those who believe in God. But if we add up those who believe in God or those that believe in another supernatural force, we are superating the percentages in a 21.14%. What do I want to say with these particular numbers? What I wanted to say is that it is true at the end of the century 21 and 22, then there is not even a force that it was predominant on all things. We can say in some other places that there is a church that has a majority in a certain country in Europe. Perhaps in another one there is not, then somehow it becomes a minority. So what we're trying to say, we're talking about a pluralism when it comes to religions. But all these particular numbers, it makes us believe that we are increasing in the religion. I have two more minutes and I have a lot of things that I need to tell you, but I will go even faster than now. The third point in my exposition is how the institution and the right of the European right, it has taken into account the beliefs. In 1992, president from the Commission said in a conference that if the following 10 years, we have not conceived one soul to the European nation, everything will fail. In 2002, being president, Romano Prodi, he said that we have to value all the traditions that we had because we should build up a new reform, but with those cultural traditions. Our actual president right now, through Article 17, he had said that consequently they've been having different meetings with religious people and leaders, so they keep working in according with all the confessions religious that they have presented to all and every one of us. But I'm not going to talk about the principles that are common in Europe, and I'm not going to talk to you about traditions or concepts or greaties or treaties because I don't have the time. But I'm going to tell you that the building of a juridic system can build up principles, and I will go ahead and finish. Ahora, the classic principles in Europe are attribution, as you know, the union or the unity. It only has the competency that has been given to those members, but if it's not given to the members, it will belong to the state, and it will be part of those. And this will only intervene only in the objectives of that particular state can be reached out in conjunction. So in order to provide and give them the things that we need legitimate, then perhaps, you know, if they have the right to be treated equally besides others, like I have said, I have leave everything in writing and then you can do it. So in this particular principles, what happens is the basic principles when it comes to freedom of religion, to laicism, which is positive, that I will talk about in half a minute, the principles of cooperation and principle of equality. Let's take into account that the last modification of the treaties that we had, we have the assumption of the letter, of a letter of assumption for the fundamental rights. There is something that is recognized of those rights, and one of those is the fundamental right of freedom of religion. And in conclusion, I would say Europe has not ceased to be religious, but what we have in Europe is to build up a juridic space with laicism that could be recognized for the members within the state and within those principles. We don't speak of French laicism or Spaniard cooperation or Italian, but we do speak of Article 17, the Treaty of Europe, that basically it provides the recognition of the statute of religious confession, which think this particular framework that it will give and protect those religious people and will give that soul to the European nation, not to be just one nation of exchanging things like bills, euro bills, but having that soul that the president asked in that year in 1992. I'm sorry that I took more time. Thank you very much. I apologize for my bad English.